Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am the host of this show here on Om Times Radio. And I have been doing this show for, I think I'm going on like 5 or maybe 6 years. So I've had a couple of co-hosts over the years, and it's been absolutely wonderful. And now it is me by myself, and it's just so much fun to be playing with such amazing people from literally around the world. And if you guys have been tuning in at all in the past couple of weeks, I have been dedicating the show to some amazing friends of mine and their movement. And their names are Sarah Grandinetti and Kathy Summers. And the name of their movement is I Am Beauty. And you can find information about that on Facebook. They do have a whole community of like 4,500 people around the world who are all in this group playing and really undefining what beauty is. So along with that, and there's been some phenomenal conversations, and I definitely encourage you guys to go to the archives, which you can find either on the Om Times Radio website or also through iTunes, and just search for Imperfect Brilliance, and they will pop up amazing conversations with people from all walks of life and all different places. And we're talking about how undefining beauty, what that's doing, what's that contributing to their lives, and like I said, amazing conversations. So today I have two more ambassadors with I Am Beauty with me. And I'm so grateful for you all to take time out of your busy days to join me and play with me. So my first guest, and they're going to both be on for the full hour, so we'll be going back and forth, I'm sure. So the first person I'm going to introduce, her name is Sarah Healy, and she has been working with the Tools of Access Consciousness, as I have, and she's been working with them for the last 4 years. She's trained as a massage therapist, and so she has incorporated these tools into her private practice. Ooh, Sarah, I'll have to book an appointment with you if we're ever in the same city together. and she offers private bar sessions. She's does some personal coaching as well. She's a mother, a writer, and a social media maven. Oh, I love that. Yeah. And my other guest, and you live, Sarah, you live where in the United States?
I live in South Portland, Maine.
In Maine. Okay, wonderful. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And my other guest all the way from across the world is Johanna Tansera. And I have known her for several years, and I'm pretty sure the first place we met was through Facebook, and I believe through the I Am Beauty Facebook group. And I know Johanna is just a wonderful, marvelous person. I know she's a mom. I don't have an official bio to give more information, but I know she's a very talented lady who does a lot of things, including graphics and I know she also uses the tools and techniques and questions from Access Consciousness. And is there anything you'd like to add here, Ms. Johanna? And no pressure if you don't.
Well, I co-authored a book calling Choosing the Lightness of You, and I'm currently writing for I Am Beauty's blog also, besides doing
Wonderful.
Those graphics too, everywhere.
Wonderful. And, you know, it's so fun to meet people and see their talents and see their gifts literally just blossom in front of you. So, Johanna, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about how undefining beauty and what the I Am Beauty program has contributed to your life.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was there from the start when they started I Am Beauty. And that first year alone just kind of totally restored my faith in humanity, because there's this thing that I've been aware of since I was very young, like we have this ability to join energies to create something greater, you know, where 1 + 1 is like a trillion more than two. But I never seen that in the world happen other than as a reaction to something horrible happen or an imminent threat of something horrible happen. So it's always what's out of a reaction more than a choice. But here in the I Am Beauty, I've been seeing people choosing to join their energies to create something greater from choice, not from a threat or as a reaction. And that was like, wow, it's happening. Now it's happening. So that was a very big change for me to see that in action out in the world. So that is the very first time I saw that happen.
Awesome. And what about for you, Sarah? The same question for you.
Yeah, so I actually, I started the I Am Beauty movement, like the 30-day challenge 2 years ago. And I got about 3 days in, and I was like vaguely familiar with Sarah and Cassie at that point. And I was like, you know, new to Access. And I just was like, ooh, there's something about this movement that was just different. And it drew me in a way that I wasn't like, it was like almost like a beyond this reality pull to that. It's like now I can see that. But at that point in my life, I was home with my daughter, and I really hadn't acknowledged anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that day that there was like a challenge to one of the activities was to like say what was great about you or something that was like a talent. And the only thing at that point that I could come up with was like, I'm a fun mom. And I was telling my friend the other day about that. And I was like, it just is so interesting to see how much that has changed for me and like doing it this time around and where I can acknowledge so much more about me and like my ability to like be vulnerable and share parts of me. Like, cause I stopped back then cause it was like, I wasn't willing to go, but I still watched and was like aware of what was going on and like was so in awe of people's vulnerability, but I wasn't willing to choose it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really like having that energy like present, like for any of those people who might be like kind of just watching the challenge and not participating, like I guess like part of what I want to like inspire people is just like, what if that's okay? Like, what if you don't have to judge yourself for it? And that you're choosing it and you're like allowing yourself to be in that energy. And that is a gift, just even having them present there watching. And you don't know like what's that changing in their life.
You know, that's so true. And
yeah.
Just to give a little bit more information. So the group was founded several years ago and it really morphed into something way greater than Cassie and Sarah had ever even intended. And it really took on, the I Am Beauty took on a life of its own. And so one of the things that they started doing was, once in a while, there would, you know, there was a lot of amazing conversations. And one of the things that they created was a 30-day challenge. And every day they do a different challenge. And it could be, you know, like, give us a picture of your eyes, or what do you love about your hands, or, you know, what if you could write a letter to your teenage self, what would you say? And so some of them are really carefree and lighthearted. Some of them may be, you know, deeper. And it is so amazing to see people, as Sarah said, to really, like, be vulnerable and share things that maybe they've never shared before. I actually wrote a post yesterday that, as I was writing it, you know, at first I wasn't even sure what I was going to write. And then as I was writing it, like, all these tears just started coming, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I was just so grateful to allow myself to be that vulnerable, that, hey, you know, the tears come. And it's a very safe place for people to be, to really contribute to each other and to explore things that maybe they've never explored before. And I know that both of you guys are moms. So I wonder, like, how has this even changed how you've looked at what you contribute and the conversations that you have with your children? So, Johanna, would you like to go first?
Oh, yeah. Well, totally. Like, it's like I had one or two colors before to write with, and now I have a godzillion colors to kind of engage with my kids and flow at them, and like, hey, look at this facet, and hey, what mm-hmm. if we looked at it in this way? So it's like getting a brand new toolkit with thousands of crayons to draw with mm-hmm. instead of just having one, two, or three. It's really adding on and giving so many more possibilities to acknowledge and look at things.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that it really is, it's so true that, you know, when there are way more possibilities that we may have not realized at different points in our
yeah.
life. And then when you're like, wow, there really is way more available, it does open, like you said, a huge box of colors instead of just
yeah, and
three.
Also actually, yeah. And also actually to, because my experience have been to, through the years, this year has been phenomenal in really getting to see the difference it is if I go with my awareness or if I go with this reality's points of view. It has become mm-hmm. so transparent for me, especially this year. And then I can add even that to when I talk with my kids, that, well, maybe this isn't really the only truth that is available, this point of view, that maybe this is someone else kind of having a benefit from you thinking or feeling this way, and like totally different conversations.
Well, yes, and truly, like, empowering your kids to know that they know. You know, so many
yeah.
of us were discounted as children, and it's like, oh, how could you possibly know that? And it's like, I remember different situations
oh, for sure.
where I didn't, right? I knew stuff, and then I would hear from my parents, well, you know, like, what are you talking about? How could you possibly know that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're talking about. And then I would be like, oh, okay, I guess you're right. And now looking back on it, it's like, wow, I really did have a lot of awarenesses, and I didn't have any of that, you know, that nobody around me knew how to contribute to what I knew. So in their world, it had to be wrong, or I was mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And so for everybody around you, not just your children, but everyone around you, to know that, and for you to have these conversations with them and to encourage them, is like, wait, what do you know? And for everyone listening, you guys know way more than you've ever even acknowledge that you know.
Yeah.
So for you, Sarah, how Right. So Sarah, for you, how has all of what you have explored and what we've talked about, like how has all of that contributed to your relationships with your kids?
Yeah, and I love what you guys both just said and about like empowering our kids to know what that they know. I think part of this experience for me is like really this acknowledgement of what, like how I've chosen to be with, I have one daughter, and she's 7, and like she's a force. So like I can't really impel my point of view on her even if I want to. Like she like doesn't let that happen, you know? Like, I mean, she had hair down to her waist until she was like probably 2 years ago, right before school started. And the girl would not let me brush it. Okay. So like talk about having to get through a lot of my like points of view about like, what is everybody going to think? And cause she I remember a time when I literally, we had the choice between going to see the Nutcracker or staying home and brushing your hair because it was it moved like in a unit because of like her sensitivity in her head. I mean, I'm not kidding. And it was, and I went with my mom and my mom was like, I would have never let you go out like that. And I was like, huh. You know, like I really just looked at it and I was like, wow, the only reason why I wouldn't do this is because of what other people would think.
Right.
And like, you know, like, and it doesn't bother her. And it wasn't upsetting her. And so I made the choice a long time ago to like allow her to choose for her body and her hair. And if it, I mean, yeah. And so that my husband always jokes because he's like, you're the one who decided to give her choices. You know, like when you know, it kind of backfires on us, you know? But this is like being part of the challenge. yeah, so that was really awesome.
That's great. I can't believe it's time for our first break already. You guys are listening to Sarah and Johanna and Betsy as we talk about I Am Beauty and Undefining the Roles. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, you guys. I'm so grateful you're listening. And I would love to hear from you. If you guys would like to have a certain topic discussed, or you just have questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook. I do have an Imperfect Brilliance Facebook page. Also, my name is Betsy McLaughlin, which is spelled McLoughlin. You can find me on Facebook. And my email address is accessbetsy@gmail.com. And my name is spelled Betsy. It's amazing how often it is misspelled, but just, you know, ways for you guys to reach out to me. I also have a website, which is creatingyumminess.com, and I teach classes all around the world. I teach a lot of different classes, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with you about coming to your area. I have a specialty class, which is Creating Yumminess. I also am a Being You facilitator and a Putting the Fun Back in Business facilitator, and I can do tasters of Right Body for you. So there, and I can talk about any subject. So I would love to have conversations, and I also teach a lot of energetic processes and foundation class. So lots and lots of things to choose from, and I'm happy to come play with you guys in your area. So that's just a little more about me, because a lot of times I kind of forget to do that. So thank you guys for bearing with me for a moment while I do talk about that.
Love it.
Yeah. And so the getting back to what we were talking about before the break, where we're having another amazing conversation about what examining beauty, what it means to you, what it, you know, like the energies that can come up, all of the judgments that we can have around what beauty is, what beauty isn't. And then along comes two amazing ladies who are friends who decide to start this Facebook group. Let's start a Facebook group and have some people come together. And where it is several years later, they're morphing into this worldwide movement of people getting together. And there's, even as I'm talking about it, literally, you guys, I'm getting chilled. Head to toe, head to toe, head to toe. And so the amazing energy of everybody having each other's back, which is, you know, and for all of us, it can be something way different than we're used to, where we're used to backstabbing or, you know, competition or a lot of negative energy. So here we go. All of a sudden, finding a group of people, you know, of people from all corners, you know, all races, all sizes, men and women, all religions, all different beliefs, and coming together in this place that is so special, where you can like reveal things about you that you may never have felt safe revealing, and or sharing something that might have been hurtful, sharing things that are triumphant, you know, and everything in between. And knowing that you're not being judged, that you, you know, people have your back, and you may actually have contributed something to someone that you wouldn't even know that you had done if you hadn't written or done a little video or, you know, written a post in there. And so from that, now Sarah and Cassie are teaching classes, and they've done some taster evenings, and they've done some different things, and there was such a demand for more that they are now creating 2.5-day classes, and they're having a big launch in New York City the end of May. So we of 2019.
Yay! I know. So excited.
New York City, so the energy there, and they're planning a big surprise, which we cannot reveal, but just to give you guys a little tease, there might be something really fun before the event that is, right? And it's, and there's so much fun energy, and there is no prerequisite for this class. Children are welcome as well, men and women, of all ages, are welcome and embraced. And they actually literally even do an exercise, which is so beautiful. Now, I streamed one of the classes, which they do for some of their classes, not for all of them, but this one particular class, I streamed in and I watched in just my jaw dropped to the ground when I saw this one exercise where literally people were putting their hands on each other's back and saying, I've got your back. And to see a whole room of people doing that, again, I've got chills head to toe,
yeah.
Even just remembering that, right?
So me too.
share with me, ladies, like some of that, like the what that's contributed to you.
Do you want me to go,
yeah,
Joanna?
Yeah, you can go first this time.
Well, you know, as you were talking, Bessie, I was just like, wow, I love the way you're explaining all of this, because it was like, oh, wow. Like, I feel like it like washes over in waves, like over and over of,
yeah,
like how amazing and how unique this whole thing is, you know, and that it's not like that out in the world yet. And for me, like that having your back energy has been something that has been so incredibly transformative for me. And I still sometimes catch myself going, like, is this for real? Like, do people really have my back? And every single time that, like, I think that, like, oh, this is going to be the time that someone chooses to separate, it's like they have my back even harder.
Yes.
And now I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. I did that a couple weeks ago. We were laughing in our group chat that, you know, it's kind of nice sometimes to have the break, because it can be a crying break of, you know, just crying of gratitude. And that,
yeah.
And I'm so glad that you brought that point up of separation. I have certainly done, I've been very good at that separation where I've, you know, when I've gone into judgment or I haven't felt like I could share my feelings or what was going on, I would shut down. And so, you know, when I shut down, I withdraw and like I disappear. So, you know, and so I'm so glad to hear that you didn't do that. You didn't separate and you actually shared parts of you. And when you share yourself like that, it is so beautiful. There's, and it inspires everyone else as well to be that vulnerable and that, you know, like it's okay to do that. And not just in this group, but like in your life, in it, with your friends, with your family, with whomever. And it's such a gift to every single person, including you, to be that.
Totally. And I was like, I'm just acknowledging this moment truly, like where it has changed the way that I interact in the world, like with my family, with my partner, with my daughter, with just with everybody, like, cause I'm like, oh, I can have their back. And like, cause we have that energy available to us and I have people having my back in a way, like I know I can go and like kind of push a place where maybe I wasn't willing to go before because I was too afraid. But I know, like, even if I fall, I've got people who are there, like, and I keep putting my hands up as I'm talking, but like that's like the energy of to have your back, you know, like I'm gonna talk with my hands first, but you can't see me. So like I'm blown away every time by, you know, I see Joanna, the way that she has everyone's back and like all the other people that we play with and then the group. It's just it's so unique and it's magic, a magic gift that, like, how did we get so lucky, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And then, so what about for you, Johanna?
Well, oh, for sure. Everything said here, like sitting here with listening, glittering eyes, little beads. one of the things that I think is so amazingly beautiful with this whole process of the 30-day challenge is that you start to see how people write about themselves and people are allowing themselves to be vulnerable and feeling this that we have each other's back and this total inclusion of wherever you come from, whatever your beliefs are, men, women, everything in between or nothing. like for real, having this safe space. And then while people share, and you can't imagine why they would not love that part of themselves, something that they might be sharing so vulnerably that they are judging harshly or never liked about themselves. And then you can't believe that they don't see the beauty of it. And you write and you comment to others, and you see all this beauty everywhere in so many different flavors. And then slowly it starts to seep in that, wait a minute, that's how people perceive me. And you get this, like this level of transformation, like it's like taking off the ugly glasses that you look at yourself with and seeing, yourself with the eyes of how someone else looks at you, the way that you look at everybody else, but not yourself.
So
you put yourself kind of excluding yourself from the beauty. That was the totally magic transformation for me when we started this challenge. And I get new things every year to different levels. And you are in life in different states in life every year. So you get to see another facet of it and like to watch in another level of it. I look forward to these challenges every year. It's awesome.
Beautiful.
I can't imagine what 2.5 day, all day will be.
Whoa.
Like, this is something that you, it's going to blow the roof off.
Totally. And, you know, one of the things that I did several years ago in an office environment, and it was the first time I had done this, where people were asked to write some, like, I think it was 5 or 10 things about the other person in the room. Like, you know, everybody wrote something down about the other person in the room and then read it back to that person. And I was shocked at some of the things that people said that I had never allowed myself to even consider, like that was how people viewed me. And I encourage everybody listening to, you know, like, let's stop for yourself. And, you know, what would it be like if you even sat down and wrote to yourself like 5 things that you've never said to yourself about you? Like, you know, I'm funny, or I'm, you know, whatever it is for you, like what you do for other people, and read that back from that a different space of like, oh, wow, is that? And you could also go another step further and ask other people, like, what do you see in me? Like, I think it was something like, you know, what are the 3 traits that, you know, really shine about this person, or something like that, you know? And you could do that even, you know, with 2 people or 1 person, like, what do you see? What in me shines that? And have that back at you is like, whoa. It's such a gift. And then the other piece of that I would love to invite people to do is to do that for others. And again, here come chills, head to toe. Like, if you take 5 people every day, like 1 person or something, like once a week or whatever's fun for you, and make time, whether it's an email or a phone call or a letter, and tell that person some things. Here come my tears. And tell that person some things that you see in them that are amazing to you. And what a gift that can be. Priceless, priceless, priceless. Somebody else
That's
needs
beautiful.
To talk because I'm crying right now.
<That's> wonderful. Beauty cries. But that I wanted to bring up the gratitude thing, because it's like that's one of the things that really grows, I feel, with this movement. The gratitude is just kind of expanding and expanding and expanding for other people, and slowly expanding also for yourself. And when you're giving this gift of seeing yourself through other people's eyes, like the gratitude of the beauty of the everything, not just the limited this reality's view of what beauty is, but really expanding that too, and the gratitude that comes with that. Also, what I've found is this, we were talking about before, that soft, sweet, having each other's back, that like this tribe energy, even though it's over, well over 4,000 people in this community or this group now. And there is this sweet tribe energy that you have each other's backs, you feel safe, you can be vulnerable, you can grow together, you can share your most awful thoughts about yourself and your most ecstatic joy and be received. And I feel like that's kind of something that kind of permeates your whole being, and you start to kind of almost radiate out that and become like a magnet, because the friendships that I have now since I've done I Am Beauty for a few years, totally different from before. Like everyone that I'm close friends with and interact and co-create with now has this energy. One of my absolutely best friends in Sweden nowadays, I got from I Am Beauty movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the sharing and the caring and the love and the gratitude between.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done. I was just going to say, I know you're talking about, and she's an amazing person. So, it's time for our second break. So we'll see how much crying we do during the commercial, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Talk some more about I Am Beauty. Stay tuned.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, cool.
Johanna, I guess Betsy fell off the show for a minute, so I guess guessing she's going to come back any minute. We have some technical difficulties with phone connections. So,
all right,
let's
oh, you're back.
Hello. Yes, I just got disconnected, so I had to call back in. Oh my goodness, how much fun can we have here? So my producer just said, "Well, he's never had it this bad before. So how much are we blowing things up here today?"
Ooh, changing reality.
Yeah,
I know. All right, so we were talking about how changing how we view ourselves, how we view our bodies, how we view others. And when we get out of judgment and criticism and negativity, how that just exponentializes everything that you can create in your life. It exponentializes your joy, your happiness, possibilities that come to you. Like Johanna said before the break, her friendships. And for me, it's all of the above, and my money flows and the people that I'm inviting and into my life and the ones that I'm having so much fun with, it continues to grow and grow and grow. And how about for you ladies?
Totally. Like, I feel like that piece of the vulnerability piece truly just starts to melt all of the judgment. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. For me, I feel like I'm such a vulnerability junkie. Like, I just, I love it so much. And this, you know, this group is filled with it. And as I navigate through and then do my own challenge, like piece of the challenge, like I can just see where it's like all starting to dissolve. And that allows me to show up in a greater way in the world, where I'm not walking around with like carrying all my judgments with me. So it's like, it gets easier. I feel like it gets easier to be around me, and it's easier to be around other people, because I'm in more allowance of like just my awareness of what they're choosing, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I remember when I was in a very negative, dark place in my life, and then I would be so frustrated that like, why doesn't so-and-so want to really be around me much? And why is this? And then now I realize it's like, well, you know, I was being so negative and judgmental. Like, that's not really that fun to be around.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be around? Somebody who is happy and joyful, or somebody who is miserable and judgmental of themselves?
Yeah, and it's like so different too, like where showing the vulnerability in this group, like it's not people complaining, right? It's not like people,
no.
It's Mm-mm. like, mm, it's okay. So different, right? It's like, truly going, hey, wow, this thing is going on for me, or I'm aware of this, and acknowledging that's where they are, or that's where they've been, or what has changed, and that is like, that's a magical, like, powerful shift, and totally different.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we invite you once again, if you're just tuning in. We've been talking about I Am Beauty, and there is a Facebook group that's free to join with lots of amazing people, and you can come just check it out. And if you'd like to, you can play in the challenge, which is a 30-day challenge, and you can start at any time. Even if you hear this show 6 months from now, you can go in and start day one. So there's not like a time limit or anything. Or you could start it, you know, it's whatever works for you. So that's another thing that's so amazing about all of this. There's no rules. There's, you know, no rules. And so one of the things that we're so excited to be launching with Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers, I Am Beauty classes, which they are holding around the world. And there's a big debut in New York City, May 31st, the evening of May 31st, and then two full days of all things I Am Beauty. And where they'll go, you know, it all depends on who's in the class and what things get brought up. And you can find it. Sarah, do you remember the full website where they can get more information?
I think it's iambeauty.space.
That's it. Thank you. I couldn't remember the dot. Yes, it is. So it's iambeauty.space. And you can find out more information there. You can also reach out to Sarah and Cassie directly on Facebook. You can certainly reach out to myself or Sarah Healy here or Johanna Pansera. We're all in that Facebook group. You can find us on Facebook or, you know, lots of other ways. We're happy to have private conversation with you if you'd like to answer any questions that we may not have thought of addressing today. And with the remainder of the show, I would love to talk some more about how you, you know, like for you, so all of us, I'm sorry, I'm not doing complete sentences here. My brain is going really fast. So for all of us,
I love it.
Right? Like, Lula, keep up. Come on, no, keep up with my brain.
Yeah.
So for all of us, we do share knowing the Access Consciousness tools and techniques and questions. And it's really a body of work about empowering you. And we don't have the answers, which I love. We have questions and we have tools and we have things that we can play with. But none of us claim to be the expert on anything. We're here to explore things and to ask questions and truly, like, what else is possible? And as we said earlier in the show, it's like really knowing that you know and what. And so for our kids and everyone around us, like, what can we do to encourage them that they have the knowledge, they have the beauty, and what would it take for every single person in this world to acknowledge their uniqueness and their beauty? And how many,
like, we're several thousands of people, and just tap into that energy that has been building up that can be transformed and to be transmitted. Are we live?
We lost you for a minute, Johanna. So if you can remember what you said, if you can say it again.
Yeah,
thank you, everyone listening.
I would just like to give the invitation of knowing that this has been going on for some years and for thousands of people, and all that collective energy will be kind of transfused and with us as we do the 2.5 days, which to me is like, wow, I can't almost sit still where I'm sitting, just tapping into that energy, that soft but still super potent force field of really changing things.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing that I've got from this I Am Beauty movement energy is that the more times that I do it and the more I interact and engage with people, the more I see that the common conception of what's possible in the world, that's not even true. It was never true. The separation and that women are horrible to each other, or the limited version of what's beautiful, that was not even true from the beginning.
I love that. Thank
That's
you
what I'm
so much
more
for that,
more.
Johanna. Yes, and they're so true. And what about for you, Sarah?
What was the question? Or is it just that I want to add something?
To add something, yep, I know.
I mean, I love what Joanna just said. I love how she paints this picture with words of, like, tapping into the energy of that of, like, what the class is and what this has been and how it's building. And I guess, like, one thing that kept popping for me is this this idea about, you know, early on with my daughter, I'd be like, you're so beautiful. Like, I love you so much. You're so beautiful. And Sarah and Kathy invited me to that space of, like, would you be willing to ask, like, do you know how beautiful you are? Do you know how smart you are? Putting her into question to look at that for herself and for other people too. Like, I think that acknowledgement of people of, like, do you realize, like, how amazing you are? Like, that's, like, feels like what the energy of I Am Beauty is. It's like you go in and you're like, no, like, do you see it? Like, do you not see what I see? And, like, everybody's seeing that in you. And it's like, holy, it's like Johanna said earlier, how can they not see what I see?
Right.
And so, like, that to me is just like this really huge invitation, and, like, who wouldn't want to choose that?
Yeah,
to have, right.
Great,
to have more
tribe?
And more.
Who don't want a tribe?
Right. To have more of you and to have more of you and to have more of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I love it. What an amazing conversation that we have had today. And before we get too close to the end of the time, which is almost, how can, is there a way that people can find you ladies in case they would like to reach out to you individually? And Sarah, why don't you start?
Well, for me, it's easiest. Yeah.
Oops.
There I go.
Okay. Oh, just, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Johanna. Can we hear? We can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For me, it's easiest probably to find me through the I Am Beauty movement or from my Facebook page, like just my name.
Awesome.
That's probably the easiest way to locate me.
Okay. And for you, Sarah?
Yeah. And you could find me on Facebook. It's Sarah Aaron Healy on Facebook. And then I also have a website, sararosehealy.com.
And could you spell that, please? Could make sure people can hear you. And then we'll have Johanna spell her name.
Yeah, it's SARAHROSE and then HEELEY at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Johanna?
My name is JOHANNAPANSERA.
Okay, and you cut out for a minute. So her last name is PANSERA. All right, so for our last minute here, I would just love to say, oops, and it's already time. So thank you guys so much for coming on and being such beautiful examples of what the world can be. Thank you, ladies. And join us next week where we've got some more amazing guests coming on to talk more about I Am Beauty. We've got a couple men coming on. Thank you, ladies. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you. You too,
Betsy. Bye.